Micheál, from three for Donegal ladies, hoping to make it four against Meath tomorrow.
After a good start, and you know, probably at times we feel ourselves we're not playing to our potential. I mean, but at the end of the day, we have three wins, and that's what's important. That means we're looking for another 3 points on Sunday when we go to Meath and that.
Yeah, and looking at the league table, you know, top four make the semi-finals. You're almost there, should you?
Well, definitely, Tom. If we get a win on Sunday against Meath, we'll definitely be in the semi-finals. I mean, but I mean, you know, look, we're just taking it game by game, and you know, we want to win every game we go, because every time you're winning, you're gaining momentum, and girls are believing in themselves, and you know, getting that appetite and basically that feel good factor, because you know, once you get into the habit of winning, you know, you make a habit of it, and that's very important part for us. But I mean, we're just going to take it game by game, and we're going to concentrate on every game. And you know, we have a big ask down to Meath in their own home patch in Trim on Sunday to get a result. And you know, we feel ourselves, if we play to our potential, we definitely can get the result.
Yeah, because they would be seen, they would probably start out the season feeling that they're probably at least worth a crack at promotion on a semi-final team. And what, they've only got 2 points, I think, from, or 3 points from three games.
Yes, I mean, and you know, the first game that, you know, they had at home against Sligo, and they won that, and they're back home again this weekend. And you know, like everything else, everyone want to win their home games, and Meath will be definitely all going to play on Sunday to win their home game and basically get another 3 points, because you know, if they get another 3 points on Sunday, you know, that puts them in contention as well. And you know, they beat Sligo very well, and we know Sligo asked questions of us the last year in the first half, even though we ran out easier winners in the second half. But I mean, we know we're up against a Meath team that is fairly physical and have fairly good quality players right through the field. I mean, but look, I mean, if we play to our potential, you know, we can match them, you know, girl for girl, and you know, we'll be hoping to get the result on Sunday.
A feature of your team so far, I suppose, is that you have, I won't say dogged by injuries, but you've had quite a few injuries, so you've used quite a few players so far.
Yes, Tom, and also the same will be on Sunday, because we're still without five or six on Sunday. I mean, Amber Barrett is out, you know, Kate Keeney is out, Shannon McGrudy is out, Roisin Curran got injured during the week as well, and Deirdre Foley got injured during the week. And so, again, I mean, you know, and that's why you carry a panel. So it's basically giving the other girls an opportunity on Sunday, you know, to step up to the mark and get a chance. And, you know, definitely we have girls beyond the bench that can come in and do a job on any given day, and, you know, they will get their turn on Sunday.
Mm. I suppose that's the plus side to it, and I suppose it's very encouraging going forward, that given that you have been forced to go to your reserve bench in all your games so far, you have won comfortably, and I suppose that's what a team that has ambitions of going higher needs.
Well, definitely. I mean, and you know, that's what you want to. And you want girls pushing for space in training, and you know, it basically just proves as a girl that, I mean, you know, nobody is basically guaranteed a spot. And when you have that, you know, girls fighting for positions, it makes it very healthy. It makes training very healthy, and it keeps everybody on their toes. And that's what we want.
Yeah. So 3 points tomorrow, and you can probably even take the foot off the gas a bit.
Yes, Tom, you know, we want to step back. So, I mean, you know, we'll keep pushing on, and, you know, as we say, we're just looking at Meath, and we'll hopefully get 3 points tomorrow, and, you know, then we have Clare at home the following weekend. You know, they're the same as ourselves, top of the table clash, and I mean, so, look, I mean, you know, we're going to take nothing for granted, I mean, but we definitely, we won't be putting our foot off the grass. We'll be pushing on and hoping to win every game that we take part in.